Blog Talk Radio. Great is how thou faithfulness. Saints of God, I just thank God how faithful God we serve. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, it is, you can experience the faithfulness of the living God. Listen, saints of God, you just got to keep pushing. Like on yesterday, we had some technical difficulties on yesterday afternoon for the 7 a.m. prayer. You got to understand, when you got something great, especially assigned by God, you better believe the enemy going to try to come in and rough something up and mess something up somewhere. Amen. For you could try to take your focus and try for you do not be faithful. But I'm here to tell you, my God, the race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but it's given to he that endured to the end. And I'm telling you right now, to order to be a doer, you got to be an individual that press. You got to be an individual that you are not going to allow anything to distract you or to get you to a place where you are very discouraged. You're going to keep going no matter what. Your mind is made up. I'm going to be faithful to unto the living God. I'm going to be faithful to the assignment. I'm going to complete this. I'm not going to throw in a towel, give up, or get so frustrated to where I cannot complete the task. The task going to take me out other than me completing the task to receive my reward from God. I'm telling you right now, if you want faithfulness, you need to sow faithfulness. My God, about it. Let me say that again this Wednesday morning. If you want faithfulness, you need to sow faithfulness. Many of us, we trying to get God to be faithful to us when we want him to be faithful, but yet we are not faithful to God. We're not faithful to our local ministries. We're not faithful to a local place to where God done set us at for we can be stewardship under. So I'm telling you right now, saints of God, if you want faithfulness, you need to sow faithfulness, and you'll begin to see the faithfulness of the living God. I'm just so excited over what God is doing and what is about to do. My God Almighty, I have expectation because the enemy want to try to bring a little turbulence, bring a little shaking. But nevertheless, my God Almighty, we can't look at the little small things. We got to keep our mind and keep our eyes focused on the bigger prize. Other words, you just got to keep going, keep getting, keep going, because God have greater for you. And I just thank God for him just to been so faithful. Thanks to God. I just bless our listeners that is listening in throughout the world. My God Almighty, United Kingdom, I bless God for you. Norway, we thank God for you. Asia, we thank God for you. A little island over there, and I think Turkish. And we thank God for you all for coming in and listening to us. France, always been a pleasure. Now we thank God for you, and right here in our own local United States of America, right here, my God, we like to thank God for our brothers and sisters, especially our new listeners that is coming in and joining in with us and believing God with us. And now they calling us our social media family, church family. Amen. And I like to thank God for them, and that is Tennessee. I thank God for Tennessee. Then nevertheless, our family in California, my God Almighty, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, we thank God for you as well. Virginia, we bless God for you all as well. So we thank God for our brothers and sisters. We thank God for the saints that is believing God and just standing in with us and standing in the God and keep moving with us, saints of God. I just thank God for all over the world that folks are just hooking up with this type of movement, my God, so we can begin to excel in the spirit of the living God, represent the kingdom how it's supposed to be. So I thank God for that as well. Listen, saints of God, I'm telling you, I want you to come back and join us back here at 7 p.m. We're going to finish up this prayer. We're going to do what the Lord commanded us to do. So let's get in prayer. I hope, my God Almighty, we have some intercessor in prayer world, especially ADM family. It's time for us to go up higher, my God. When it's time for you to begin to soar and keep climbing, you better believe it's going to be some turbulence. And I know some of us them experience some turbulence. Some of us experience a little warfare. Amen. Nevertheless, that lets you know you're making a difference. You're having a effect, my God Almighty, on the kingdom of hell. Y'all hear me? You have an effect because the enemy is mad. He ain't going to rough nobody up that he is not a threat to him. He'll let you keep doing what you're doing and let you think you everything is all right. But nevertheless, thanks to God, I'm just so excited for what he is doing. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and bring him, our very own Mother Christ, go ahead and intercede for us. Amen. But are we going to keep pushing? My God Almighty, you need to tell yourself. I told myself yesterday, I said, we're going to have the threat on. We're going to keep the throttle on the pedal. Amen. Amen. We're going to keep that throttle down. I just looked at the devil and told the devil, you know, you're messing with the wrong one. You messing with the wrong one. And the devil said, it ain't you I want to mess with. It's others that I want to get discouraged, because if they get out of placement and they get on focus, my God, they won't be able to receive the things of God. Let me say that again. My God, if I bring the lady, if I bring the intercessor in, I say, devil, you know, you mess with the wrong one. You know, you shouldn't even try to play with me like that. He said, it ain't you, my God Almighty, because he said, it ain't you that I want to mess with. He said, it's others that I want to mess with, get them discouraged, because if I could cut it off or cut them off of receiving and getting them, my God, reignited, they are not going to be able to grab what God grabbed. I could keep them into a place of frustration, a place of variation, a place of depression. Amen. I could keep them in a place, and they will always guess if God is on their side, or if God wants them, or something wrong with them. I could always have the control, y'all hear me, over their life. And I said, I told that devil, you still mess with me. When you mess with God's people, you don't also mess with me as well. Y'all hear me? And then we're going to bombard heaven, my God, and we're going to light a fire like never before. Because at the end of the day, what God has for us, it is for us. We are sick and tired that you causing things and distractions in our life. My God, we sick and tired. My God, you using leaders, my God, to detour us. We sick and tired. So this right here, this is personal, my God. And I say it's people all over the world. It is personal for us, my God, to receive the things of God, to receive the things that God has for us. This is personal. Somebody need to tell themselves this morning, say, you know what? This is personal. I'm tired of going through the roller coaster. School come back around. I don't have enough clothes. Kids don't have enough what they need. I've been having finance, and now the finance is going. I'm frustrated. I'm worried. My bills need to be paid. My body is racking with pain. I'm getting persecuted, lied on, passed down. I'm not seeing my harvest come through. Money is being held up. Y'all, I just need to talk to somebody this morning. I'm telling you right now, my God, somebody need to make this personal. You need to tell that devil, you need to tell yourself, say, listen here, this is personal. My God, you can get through the phone waves, you can get through the internet signals, but you cannot get through me, because nevertheless, I'm still going to pray. Is anybody going to obey a prophet? If the enemy want to come in and cut off the lines, my God, at 7, I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to intercede. I'm still going to bombard heaven. I'm still going to call on the name of the Most High. I feel the Holy Ghost. I bless his holy name, thanks of God. And I'm telling you right now, it is your time, it's your season, but you're going to have to do a little bit of pushing back and a pushing back, thanks of God. My God Almighty, because I'm about to be ready to go in the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you right now, thanks of God, that devil, he let me know. I say, listen, you know, sometimes you got to just remind that devil who you are. You know, you don't have to put up a hoop, or you don't have to put up in a holler. You got to remind him. You know how you do with little kids? My God Almighty, before you get on them and they get disciplined, to get punishment, you got to let them know, you know, you shouldn't do that, right? When you say that, yeah, that's all in your words. What you finna get rid of it? will do. The judgment finna get ready to come down. How you? That's all said right there. You know you shouldn't be that right. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, things of God, the enemy is trying to stop you for getting your blessing, for getting your breakthrough, for getting the things that God has for you in this season. And I'm telling you right now, some of you have been feeling the trickles and the nuggets been coming in your life. It's time for you to get into the threshing place. It's time for you to go into that place, my God, where the table is spread. I'm pushing, I'm pushing, I'm pushing. And I'm telling you right now, we cannot do it without prayer. Somebody need to tell themselves, I'm going to begin to spread my wings and flap it regardless what come up throughout the day. I'm finna seek the face of the living God. God bless you, my God Almighty.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God first, wow, I come to you. With the head of my life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for this day. Life, health, and strength, God. We thank you, God, for continuing to push no matter what the enemy brings. He already defeated. So we'll say thank you, God. The blood of Jesus is covered over us, each and every one of us. First of all, I give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and every member of ADM Ministry in the front line, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we say hallelujah, glory to your name this morning, God. We realize that victory is already ours, God. You're fighting our battles for us, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us keep our minds stayed upon you. You said in your word that you would give us perfect peace, God. Oh, so we say thank you this morning, God. We cry out to you like never before once again, God. Throw our hands up, hallelujah, saying yes to your will again. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you because we realize our mind is made up. There's no turning around, no turning back, God. Oh, God, but we are pressing towards tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you teach us, God. Teach us the things that we need to say, God. Teach us how to pray, God. Teach us how to walk. Everything that we need to know, God, we know it's in you, God. And you shall pour it out to us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to just walk like never before, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God, we lift up every minister this morning, God. Hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, every prophet, every teacher, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we cry out for them also, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them like never before, God. Continue to order their footsteps, God. Continue to let them cry out like never before, God. Just like it's their last day on this earth, God. Pouring out the truth, God, to the left and the right. They go to both states, south, east, north, and west. Oh, God, let them open up their ears so they can hear, God. They can hear you crying out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, they need you like never before, God. They may not realize, God, but they truly need you, God. I pray, God, this day, God, that they begin to run to you like never before, God. Oh, these are desperate days, God. We need to just bow down to you like never before, God. Cry out to you, Hallelujah. Cry out to you for our families, Hallelujah. Our neighbors, our loved ones. In the mighty name of Jesus, Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you begin to shake us like never before, God. Don't let us be so sorry that we'll just lay there, Hallelujah, when we know we have a duty to do for you, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us be willing, God, to rise, Hallelujah, God, early in the morning, Hallelujah, not just on Sunday morning, God, but every day of the week, God. Let us begin to cry out to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help us, God. We need your divine help, God. Open up our eyes that we can see, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God. Get us out of that situation, God, that we have to compromise, that we set a wrong gospel. That's the time who we need to be praying, God. Oh, God, let us know, God. Let people look at us like we're strange, God, no matter what they say, God. But let us keep tuning in to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up our family members up to once again, God. Have mercy upon them, God. We pray, God, that you continue to draw them in. Say, fill them with your Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray for each youth, God, this day, God. Continue to save and draw them near to you, God. Deliver them and set them free. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, hallelujah, God. You're worthy to be praised, God. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God. You're everything that we need, God. We need you even in our marriages, God. We need you, hallelujah, when we walk outside, God. We need you everywhere, hallelujah, God. Continually, God, to pull us to you, God. Continue to watch us, God. Oh, that mind out of the most, God. Hey, God, clean the mind, God. Put your words into our heart, God, that we can focus on your word. They come to the most, God. We cry out to you this morning, God. Create in us a clean heart. And renew the right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to turn the fire, God. Let it rain this morning, God, a little more shake, God. Rain on us like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, take a little more shake, God. Look upon everyone, God, on this nation, God, states in this cities, God, because we all need you, hallelujah, God. We all need you, God. Continue to let us focus on you, God. Focus on your word and what you said, God. Your promises is true, God. Everything, hallelujah, God, that's in you is true, God. Oh, God, this morning, hallelujah, God, let us rise up, hallelujah, like never before, God. Let us lift our hands up to the hills, which come in our help. We realize our help coming from you, God. No other help that we know. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. Hey, glory to God. God, son of Moshe, God. Put somebody on our heart, God. Hey, God, it comes out of the Moshe. That we can pray for that's out in the wilderness, God. You know the need to be saved. Begin to call on their name. Hey, and watch God move. He comes out of the Moshe. Watch God save them, deliver them, bring them in like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, of the most, God. Oh, glory to God. These things we ask this morning. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, God, of the most, in Jesus' name we pray this morning, God. We ask that you have your mighty way. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Mother Price, for that beautiful prayer. Good morning, Pastor Temple. And good morning, First Lady Keisha. And good morning to the co-laborers in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'll be coming from 1 Corinthians, verses 1 through 6.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Though I speak with the tongues of men,
yes,
and of angels,
mm-hmm,
and have not charity,
God,
I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
Hallelujah.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge,
yes,
and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing.
Amen. Amen.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing.
Amen, amen.
Charity suffered long.
Yes.
And is kind.
Yes.
Charity envy not.
Amen.
Charity wanteth not itself.
Ooh, Jesus.
Charity vaunteth not itself. And it's not puffed up.
Amen, amen.
Do us not behave itself.
Amen.
Unseemly.
No, it's not.
Seek it not. Her own.
Amen.
Is not easily provoked.
Amen.
Thinketh no evil. Rejoice not. In iniquity.
Amen.
But rejoice in the truth.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God created us to love Him.
Amen.
And all people. No matter what. Language they may speak, or the color of their skin. We are spiritual beings.
Amen.
Without love in us, you know we are nothing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We may be smart and have faith to accept many great things, you know.
Yes.
But if we have no love, we are nobody.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
If we spend most of our time helping the sick, or the homeless,
yes,
and give blood to the Red Cross, and then we brag about it, but do not have love in us. Our work is in vain.
Amen.
You know, love is constant. Love is meek. Love does not hate. It is not boastful.
Hallelujah.
It is not proud. Loves are not arrogant.
Jesus.
It is not vain.
Amen.
Love is not easily irritated. Love does not hold any grudges.
Amen. Amen.
Man. Love finds no love finds no joy. And love finds no joyfulness. But but love rejoice in the truth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll know the truth.
Yes.
And the truth shall make you free.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's John 8:32.
Hallelujah.
And remember, Galatians 5th chapter, verses 22, 23. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy,
yes,
peace,
amen,
long suffering,
amen,
Gentleness.
Yes.
Goodness.
Yes.
Faith.
Amen.
Meekness.
Temperance. Yes.
Against such, there is no law. Thank you, Jesus. I pray these words have encouraged you this morning. And I'll turn over to Pastor Temple.
Praise be to Most High God. Wow, you really brought out of the scripture that one of my favorites, or many more, especially this story. Thanks to God, that is where I'm telling you right now. Many of us would get so caught up into a gift, would get so caught up into a prophesy, would get so caught up into the work, and then it's that other part to where God is looking at through all that. It's that other part. One, it is the fruit of the Spirit. Two, it is your relationship with Him. Amen. The man of God say, I'm not nothing. I'm able to prophesy. I can be able to understand, got knowledge, and got all this kind of stuff. You know, we were just talking about that on Sunday. The Holy Ghost was just talking about that on Sunday. It's going to be many. My God, you know, we get so caught up into the gift of a person, and we'll start trusting that person because we see the gift operating in the individual, and we don't get caught up into God. You know, that hell have a place for people that don't got laid astray, amen, behind certain different leaders, amen, because we'll get caught up in a gift and thinking, oh, that's the Holy Ghost, y'all. You know, we got to understand gifts come out with repentance. You can get all these prophecies. We can throw all this stuff at you. You can understand this, understand that, but it comes down to the bottom line, your relationship with God. How are you able to show the character of God? Not preaching about it. I'm talking about demonstrating it. You showing the character of God, or you just still walking around with a chip in your back and thinking everybody you're looking at got a spirit or got a demon other than you. Amen. If we see them so much, I think they might be in front of you, my God, or they might be in you if you're going to be able to see them so much. Amen. Other than that, what's in you going to come out of you. So if it's God in you, regardless of who it is, you're going to see God in that individual. You're going to see, my God Almighty, something inside of that individual that they don't even see their self. Amen. Amen. What an awesome scripture. What an awesome scripture. And I want you to go back and read that, saints of God. Please look at it, because we get so much caught up into the different things that I call it the church language and the church movement, and we don't get caught up into God enough. We'll get caught up into and say, oh, I'm doing a good work. As many people don't did a good work, but yet they probably don't lift their eyes in hell. You hear me? So let's not get caught up into the good. Let's get caught up into God. And when you get caught up into God, missionary work, feeding a hungry, doing different things, it just becomes an assignment. Assignment by who? By the Father. The gifts, prophecies, the gifts, all these gifts, discernment, all these things, we won't get caught up. Once we get caught up into God, we don't get caught up into that stuff. Why? Because now these things are tools to do what? The assignment that God have. These are tools. The gifts are tools. You hear me, saints of God? They are tools, my God Almighty, to do the job, to do the assignment. Regardless, your assignment not necessarily have to do with a movement in the church. Your assignment probably has something to do with government. Y'all hear me? Your assignment probably have to do with something in a nonprofit, or helping a needy family, helping needy children, helping different things. You got to use it. Who needs help? Who's trying to use you? Who's not trying to use you? Speaking into people's life to help build them. It's necessary. Don't have to be in a church in a uniform or you know, behind these walls. But my God Almighty, God got different assignments, different things for everybody, and get you equipped where you can go and do a job. It's necessary. Don't have to be behind a pulpit, but you got to get a building and you got to pay overhead. There's so many people don't get that right now, to where now their home is in financial trouble, their life is in financial trouble, and the enemy just having a field day. Amen. Let God increase you. Let God promote you. Let God do what He has to do with you to transition you into the place where He wants you to be. Let's not get caught up into gifts. or get caught up into these assignments. Let's get caught up into God. I have a number one motto that I love to share and I love to say all the time. I say, if God is pleased, that's all that matters. We here to let God to be pleased through all that, you know, through all that. Sometimes I we'll get out of some service and after service, I look at my wife's house and everything. I be asking God, my God, I don't feel good. I don't feel released, but regardless of what went on, I could care less who don't went out on the floor, what happened, God don't took me, whatever happened. At the end of the day, I don't have a sense of release until I can feel that God is with what happened or what took place. Amen. Let's start worrying about God. Let's strengthen our relationship. This is what this prayer is for. Let's bring you closer. We have to pray. Keep seeking the face of God. I want things to be added into your life. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Then all these other things will be added. I want things to be added. I want you to experience it. Experience the covenant blessings of God. I want you to experience the relationship blessings of God. How God just bless you because you all are in a relationship, you're walking together. I want the word of God to be fulfilled in your life, to manifest in your life. But I got to give you some key principles so we can get in that place. And one of the key principles is prayer. You hear me? It is prayer. We have to pray, saints of God. I'm telling you right now, I want you to join us, my God, right back at 7 p.m. We're going to intercede. We ain't worried about anything. Ain't nobody mad around here but the devil. But we're going to keep pressing. We're going to keep sowing. We're going to keep doing what God has for us because at the end of the day, the devil, we refuse as people of God to allow the devil to steal and rob or kill or destroy this blessing, this movement, this elevation from us. He is a liar and the truth is not in him, saints of God. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep moving. I'm telling you right now, let's come right back on at 7 p.m. We're going to keep doing what God asked us to do. We are not going to get discouraged or we are not going to get unfocused. We're going to stay focused and we're going to stay fired up in the Holy Ghost. God bless you. We'll see you tonight at 7 p.m.